That is, of course, local time. Your mileage may vary. My name is Tobe, and you are listening to the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. This is Anon Radio, and what am I even doing today? I don't even know. It's a good thing I prepare this agenda every day for the purpose of keeping on topic at all times. And today's topic is, of course, giant cows. I do love cows, and I love giant things, so when you put giant plus cow, you get giant cows, and that's always a great idea. I like any kind of giant animal, but today we're going to focus on giant cows. And why are we focusing on giant cows today? Because I'm looking for the Milka cow. And boy, is this going to take some explanation. The Milka cow. She might have a name, but let me try to start from some semblance of a beginning here. Okay, to kind of start from the beginning here, you need to know that Milka, M-I-L-K-A, is the name of a chocolate company out of Switzerland. Some old traditional kind of Swiss chocolate company, all right? And their company logo is a purple cow with a bell around her neck. And they like to run with this. I kind of like this logo, only because what they've done is they've had a whole bunch of, they being Milka, the company, they've had a whole bunch of really big, like 4, 5, 6 times life-size inflatable purple cows made. I don't know how many they have, but I see them all over the place. I first saw these about 3 years ago when I happened to see some skiing on television. I wasn't watching skiing. I have no interest in skiing, but you know how it is. I was watching my football game, and when it was over, I walked away and I did some stuff, and I came back in the room and there was skiing on the channel that I left it on. Okay, so before I could turn the channel or watch something else, the skiing guy goes flying by one of these giant inflatable purple cows that say Milka on the side. And I said, wow, I really like that Milka cow. I don't know what it is or why it's there, but I like it. Apparently, Milka, the company, likes to sponsor skiing events. And whenever they have one of these skiing events, they they haul a couple of these giant inflatable purple cows up the mountain. And they just have them standing there. Because that's where cows like to go. You know, they'd like to hang around on snow-covered mountain slopes. And so ever since I saw this first inflatable Milka cow on the side of a mountain, every time I've seen skiing on TV, I've been looking for the cows. I see, oh, they're doing skiing! And so I wait and I watch for a few minutes to see if I can, in fact, spot a Milka cow. Well, there is skiing today on TV, and the little flags between the gates say Milka on them, so I got really excited, and I started watching so I could see the Milka cow. I haven't seen the Milka cow yet. I hope they didn't forget to take the cow up the mountain, or I hope the cow didn't blow away. Or it's possible that they've stopped this part of their promotion, and they are no longer using giant inflatable purple cows. And if that is in fact the case, what are they doing with the leftover inflatable purple cows? And in turn, how do I get one? Because I think one of these would look really nice inflated in my front yard. Everybody's got their inflatables, their Santa Clauses and their snowmen and all that stupid inflatable stuff that makes no sense. Did I tell you I saw a moose or a reindeer driving a steamroller? How is that a Christmas decoration? You know, road grading and making equipment is now Christmas themes. So if I get like a bulldozer, that's a Christmas thing. Anyway, I want a giant inflatable cow. If you have one, mail it to me. There's another giant cow that I like here in town. There's a local dairy, our big giant local dairy concern. They have a giant cow. They got somebody to build them a giant cow that's probably 10 or 12 feet high, 14, 16 feet long. And they built it on a trailer. And it must be made out of, probably paper mache or fiberglass. It's probably fiberglass. It's probably fiberglass over a wood and chicken wire frame. And it's painted up, looks like a dairy cow. I think it also has a bell hanging around its neck. And whenever the dairy is having any kind of special event, they take this cow there and they park it on the corner in the parking lot, and everybody sees the giant cow, and somehow that attracts customers. They take it to grocery stores whenever they're having big sales or whatever, and sometimes it's in my neighborhood, and sometimes it's at my store, sometimes it's not. And I think they take it to, when they go to like the state fair or any of the county fairs and set up an ice cream stand, then they pull this giant cow trailer in. Look, a giant cow! And I like that cow a lot. I haven't seen it in a while. Our dairy recently changed names. I think it merged with another nearby dairy conglomerate. And so maybe they've put that cow out to pasture. I haven't seen it in a while. And I actually drive by their main dairy plant every Saturday. And I've been looking for it, and I don't see it back there in any of their parking lots or anywhere, but they might not keep it there. Who knows? Maybe it's just being refurbished and repainted. Hopefully we'll see the Roberts Dairy Cow real soon. All right. Now, there's another giant cow out there that might be my favorite one. And this giant cow would be Albert the Bull. So I guess technically speaking, he's not a cow. He is in fact a bull. And Albert the Bull can be found in Audubon, Iowa. Audubon, Iowa is the county seat of Audubon County. And of course, as you have guessed, this city and county is named for John Audubon, the famous ornithologist. And this is a smallish town of about 2,000 people, give or take. I'm kind of guessing there, don't quote me on that. Look it up, do some research, I don't know. Another interesting fact about Audubon is that if you're familiar with the song Convoy by C.W. McCall, Audubon is in fact C.W. McCall's hometown. He even wrote a song about it. I think it's on the same album as Convoy. But that's not really what we're discussing. We're discussing Albert the Bull. And in Audubon, as you drive through Audubon on the main highway, I think it's 71? I'm not sure. You drive by this little park, and in this little park, there is this giant statue of a bull. It's a good 30 feet tall. It's probably 40 feet long. And it's painted and it's huge. I don't know what it is, what it's made out of. It must be concrete over lath or something. It is really big and it's just awesome. And then he's just standing there on a, what do statues stand on? Plinths or whatever? And then the plinth says, Albert the Bull. And I first saw this when I had to drive through Audubon for my old job. And I like that giant cow so much. I used to take lots of pictures of him. I haven't actually been out to Audubon in quite a while. I don't know why. I could be there 90 minutes if I had to. But if you are ever passing through Iowa, even if you're just buzzing by on I-80, take the 30-minute detour and go up and see Albert the Bull, because he's awesome. I don't remember what his story is. I don't remember why anybody felt that they needed to construct a giant statue of Albert the Bull, but they did, which is awesome. But I don't remember this story. So if you go by there, and if you just happen to see Albert the Bull, get the story, bring it back to us. Everybody's dying to know. There are other cow statues in Iowa, probably in Nebraska too. I'm thinking of one. I know where there's a bronze statue of a bull, and something's telling me that it's up in, is it in Denison, Iowa? Yeah, I can't really remember now, but yeah, somewhere there's a, yeah, I feel stupid. It's bronze, and it's got a plaque, and it's some famous bull, and now I can't remember where he is. I feel terrible. There are probably some cow and or bull statues here in Nebraska, but some of the main statues you're going to see if you're just driving through on Interstate 80 are going to surprise you. Between Omaha and Lincoln, there's there's a big life-size T-Rex. Actually, it might even be bigger than life-size. I'm not sure. Yeah, you just say you're driving from Omaha down to Lincoln, our state capital. You know, it's just a quick 50-minute drive or thereabouts. You know, once you're about halfway, you sort of crest this hill, and on the next hill, you can see the silhouette of this T-Rex. And as you get closer, you realize, yeah, there's a T-Rex right there. And that's pretty funny. That entertains me. On that same drive, I think you can also see some airplanes that are mounted on something. Of course, if you make it as far as Kearney, Nebraska, you're going to see that big bridge they built over the interstate for no reason. I can't remember what they call it, the Gateway to the West or whatever. There's some people who are pretty proud about that thing. I'm not quite into it. I'm more of a car hinge guy. If you keep going on I-80 and you get as far as Alliance, Nebraska, you can see Carhenge, which is basically like Stonehenge, except it's made from upended cars. Somebody decided to bury some old Cadillacs in the middle of nowhere, stack some more Cadillacs on top to make those little crossbar things, whatever they're called. And so now we have this thing that looks like Stonehenge, but it's made out of cars. Carhenge. You can look it up, or you can even see it in Omaha the movie. So if you feel like renting a movie and you want to see some of my friends, get Omaha the movie by Alexander Payne. And if you're a fan of Alexander Payne movies, go rent all of his movies. And then come to Omaha and I'll take you to all the places that you can see in those movies. I'll be your tour guide to the famous movie locations of Omaha, Nebraska, because yes, I do know where they all are. All right. Well, that's about all I've got in the way of giant cows. If you know of any giant cow statues, let me know where they are. If they're close enough, I'll go see them. In the meantime, you listen to this. I'm going to go see what the cat's yanging about. Something went crash upstairs, and I got to go check it out. So hold on a second.
Big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place.
You are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the committee, and I'm also the president. The good news is we're about halfway through today's agenda. Yay! Not many more topics to get through here. So, if you're just now joining us, remember that you can always catch the first half of the agenda in the archive. But right now, I need to go get some more tea. So, you listen to this, and when we come back, I'll tell you something else I've been thinking about lately.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City! Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny.
Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas, and that's all.
Okay, I'm sitting here with a big cup of tea. It's so yummy. It's so good and it's so warm. It's so cold here today that I'm very glad to be drinking hot tea. It's so delicious. I love tea. Who am I? Well, if you're just joining us, I suppose you may not know that I am, in fact, Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, the meeting of which you are listening to right now. Well, what's next on the agenda? I managed to shave today. I realize that that probably doesn't sound like much of an accomplishment to most people. But when you have my cat, it can be a trick. Mostly because... well, I don't even know where to start. Okay, first of all, when you walk into the bathroom, if you don't leave the door ajar so the cat can come in, the cat will just sit outside the bathroom door and just go, yang, 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 doing the kitty yang business. And if that doesn't get on your nerves fast enough, then Pippa will lay down on the floor and stick her paws under the door and try to grab you or anything else you can imagine. Anything else that she can get her little kitty paws on, she will grab it, including the towel or bath mat that you are standing on, and then she'll try to pull it out from underneath you. Luckily, kitties aren't that strong. Otherwise, I would have taken a spill. But no, I don't close the door all the way. I leave the door partially open, and this means that when you're standing at the sink, then the cat has to see what you're doing. So she jumps up onto the toilet, and then she gets up onto the back of the toilet, and then she walks across the cat, or the coat rack, not the coat rack, the towel rack, to get to the sink area. And then she walks all over the stuff on the sink and starts knocking things into the sink and says, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then while you're sitting there trying to shave, she's wondering why you keep sticking something up to your face. And if you're sticking stuff up to your face, then it must be food. So then she has to try to smell the shaving cream or take the razor out of your hand. And this makes shaving a somewhat considerably more laborious process. But of course, once you break out the alcohol, she bails and goes flump, 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 running out the door. And what's the alcohol for? Well, I use 91% isopropyl alcohol as aftershave. Considering that most aftershave is just alcohol to begin with, and I don't want to smell like anything. I just use straight alcohol. I love isopropyl alcohol so much. You've heard me talk about it before. It's a solvent. It's a fuel. You can do so much with it. It's an aftershave. It's a germicidal fungistat. I don't know if it's a fungistat. It might depend on the fungus. But anyway, isopropyl alcohol. Easily in the top five of greatest things ever, in my opinion. In football news, I got to watch a bunch of FA Cup games yesterday. Which, I don't know, it kind of took me by surprise, because for some reason I kind of forgot that this last weekend was an FA Cup weekend, and I was expecting my regular league games. And then when I went to look for them, I was like, where are my league games? And when I started checking all the sports channels, then I realized, oh, that's right, today's an FA Cup day. Well, I guess that's okay. But that's the annoying thing. You'd think that the same people who got the broadcast rights for the league games would have the rights for the cup games, but no. So that's a little screwy. So I had to be looking at other channels, and I was confused there for about 5 minutes, but I got over it. And I was very happy that it was actually FA Cup Day, because now I get to see English teams that I wouldn't normally get to see on TV. Like, I got to see Scunthorpe play, and I got to see Exeter play, and I got to see Sheffield United play. Although I would have preferred to see Sheffield Wednesday, but yeah, I don't get to have everything that I wish for. Just most of the stuff. Who else did I get to see play that I never get to see? I don't remember. There was a few. It was great. I enjoyed it immensely. Okay, enough about football. Oh, also this weekend, I forgot to mention this earlier. I may have solved another mystery. Another mystery that is constantly being perpetrated in my house. And that is, why is there more hair on the stairs than anywhere else? As you may or may not remember, I am in fact a hair model, and as such, I have extraordinarily long and luxurious thick hair. And for some reason that I haven't quite been able to figure out, I might have figured it out. My hair tends to collect on the stairs. You can't find my hair in the hallway. You can't find it on the landings. It's always on the stairs. And I always gotta, you know, clean the stairs off, because not only is my hair being collected in the stairs, but so is the cat hair. And the cat sheds more than I do. And even if you walk into my house and don't notice my cat immediately, once you go up the stairs, you're going to wonder, geez, there's a lot of fuzz and fluffy stuff all over these stairs. And yes, that's because there are fluffy people in my house. The stairs are just covered in hair. Cat hair and people hair. Why is that? Why do the stairs attract more hair than any other place? Well, I've got a two-word answer for you. I think I finally figured it out last night. I don't know how it came to me, but it should be obvious to anyone, if they think about it for a while, that what's happening here are eddy currents. That's right. Eddy currents are making hair stay on the stairs. I think what's happening here is that as the air flows, you know, down the stairs, it blows the hair and the kitty fluff with it because it's very light. But when it gets to the stairs, the air can flow down the stairs, but as the air flows downstairs, little eddy currents swirl behind each step. And what's happening is the cat hair, or the tobe hair, is getting caught in these eddy currents of air and eventually settling at the base of the step, because once the eddy current sort of fizzles out, the hair just drops where it is, and then it can't be blown again because the air is flowing over the top of the stairs and the eddies aren't strong enough to blow that hair back out. So, I don't know. It sounds like a good enough scientific explanation for me, and it makes perfect sense. And that's why I have to clean the stairs off every 3 days. Or fewer, every 2 days. Man, if I let it go for a week, I can collect enough cat hair to make a whole new cat. A small one, anyway. Oh, boy. It's okay, so if you, yourself, any of my listeners, need some cat hair mixed with tobe hair, I can send you a bag. It ships really cheap. I doubt it would cost me more than a dollar to ship it to you. So drop me a line and I'll send you a free bag of mixed mammal hair. I don't really know what you might do with a bag of mixed mammal hair, but you know, once it's out of my house, it's no longer my concern. I'd love to sit here and make you a whole bunch more free offers, but I'm running out of time. That's right, it's getting closer to 2000 hours, which means my time here on Anon Radio is coming to an end for today. I would like to remind you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. And I can be heard every day at 19:30. So tune in tomorrow to see what other wacky stuff we might have on the agenda. As for me, I'm getting out of here. So a bye 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, you.